The first reading can be found on page 551 of the Pew Bibles, and it's Psalm 18, and it's verse 1 to 19. Psalm 18. For the director of music of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the words of this song, when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cry to the God, to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark green clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced, with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot arrows and scattered the enemies, great bolts of lightning, and drowned them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of all the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in my day of disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading can be found on page 1082. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please open your Bibles to Psalm 18, and then I'm going to pray for God to help us understand his word. Psalm 18. Lord David knew your salvation. And Lord, thank you, you offer salvation to us. And we pray you'd broaden our horizon, our understanding of that great word, salvation, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, of the first 18 Psalms, this one would be outstanding, if only for its length, with twice as many verses as the next longest, and 10 times as many as the shortest. What is striking in Psalm 118 is how David begins by talking not of his fear or awe of God, nor of his mere obedience to God, but talks about his love for God. In June 2015, the city of Paris removed 45 tons worth of padlocks from a bridge. Perhaps you've been to that bridge. It is the Pont des Arts. It's a pedestrian bridge, and people's romantic gesture would put their initials and their girlfriend or boyfriend's initials onto the padlock. They would clip it onto the bridge, close it shut, and then throw the key in the River Seine. And of course, the bridge's integrity was compromised because the weight got so enormous. Now, I wonder how many of those padlocks actually were a false start, and actually the love which was expressed at one stage didn't last. But actually, David's talking about the love he had grasped, which he was locked into forever. We're going to do the whole of the psalm this morning, and it is 50 verses, but I'm not going to be stopping too long on any of them. It's about King David's experience. He's looking back on his life. So a number of things to say about salvation. First, the God of salvation. Verse 1, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I love you, O Lord, my strength. It's heartfelt, and a multitude of images pour out in praise. Fortress, deliverer, rock, refuge, shield, horn, stronghold, and so we could go on. The Hebrew word here for love is a word whose English equivalent you or I might have hesitated to use. It's used nowhere else in the Old Testament as it is here. And yet it's heartfelt. He's rejoicing in the God of salvation. My rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my rock, refuge, shield, horn, stronghold. I particularly like that word, rock. Do you see those rocks on the image on the screen as you came in? Walking on sand, you can unexpectedly find yourself sinking. My parents' garden ran down to the River Mersey in Liverpool, and we used to every now and then go down. It's quite sort of soft in places, and you put a Wellington boot on, and every now and then you walk across it, and you can find yourself sinking in. Get sucked in. Now, it wasn't life-threatening for us, but it is scary, isn't it, to have nothing underneath one's feet? What a relief to place your feet on a rock that won't give way. The Lord is like that. He's the God of salvation. Second, the need for salvation, verses 3 to 6. He's facing death, The cords of death entangle me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of grave coil around me. The snares of death surrounded me. He faced death. He faced drowning. He faced destruction. You can read about that in 2 Samuel chapter 21. But do you know, we need salvation because we also face destruction. We face death. Ephesians 2 talks about people being children of wrath, God's judgment, wrath resting on them until they receive the grace and mercy of God in Christ Jesus. There's a need for salvation for each person who walks on this earth. The God of salvation, the need for salvation. Third, the source of salvation. Verse 9. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. Yes, God was at work down history. He worked in history. And of course, he's continued to work in history supremely with the incarnation, Christ coming to earth and at the cross. You see, God steps in and down from heaven, and that is the source of salvation. Fourth, the experience of salvation, verses 16 to 19. Salvation is seen as rescue. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. It's refuge. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. It's renewal. The Lord was my support, verse 18. And yes, also romance. He brought me, verse 19, out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. That's the relationship God has with his people. I love that phrase about being brought into a spacious place. It takes me back to living in London for almost 20 years, right in the centre, in the two places we lived. I remember regularly driving out of London, heading towards the M40, and then up the M6, and I'd get out of the Lake District. And compared to central London, you'd look up the Langdale Valley, and you found yourself in a spacious place. What a lovely picture of salvation. Fifth, the results of salvation, verses 16 to 19. Well, he brings a new commitment to our lives, verse 20 to 27, and brings new colour as well, verse 28. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. People often say to me, before they became followers of Christ, yes, life was good in lots of ways, but actually recognizing Christ for who he is, it's like going from black and white to colour, and it's a wonderful thing to do. But also brings new power into life. With your help, verse 29, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. Things we perhaps felt were impossible to do, battles in our life. Well, actually, the result of salvation is new power in our mortal bodies. Sixth, the purpose of salvation. Well, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He's a shield for all who take refuge in him. Here's David now, as a psalmist. He can say he's armed and trained and ready for battle. But seventh and finally, the assurance of salvation. That's verses 30 to 45. Do read it later on. But verse 46, the Lord lives, praise be to my rock, exalted be God, my Saviour. This psalm has been traditionally seen as an Easter psalm. The Lord lives. The Lord Jesus died and rose again. It's a wonderful thing to know that he has conquered death. Let me turn to one bit of Revelation and read it to you. Revelation chapter 7 and verse 9. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. A wonderful thing. The Lamb has conquered. The Lord is risen. He has found victory. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God, my Saviour. Verse 50 ends like this. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. This psalm was true in David's life historically, but actually it can be true for us as well, because Christ has won the victory. Who was Jesus? Great David's greater son, as the New Testament puts it. It's a wonderful psalm because it takes us through the whole gamut of salvation. The God of salvation, the need for salvation, the source of salvation, the experience of salvation, the results of salvation, the purpose of salvation, and then the assurance that nothing can cast us away from his love. It is a wonderful thing to know. I pray that you'd know that more and more in your own lives. Amen.